Welcome to episode 65 of High School Counseling Conversations. I got the idea for this episode because it's something that a lot of y'all are searching the internet for. You're scouring Pinterest and Google looking for ideas for career activities to use with your high school students. There may be a lot out there for career research and career exploration for our younger students, but what can you be doing with your older students to help prepare them for job interviews, keep that job using soft skills, and problem solve in the workplace using some real-world scenarios? I want to highlight a few career activities in this episode and explain to you how I've used them and then how you could use them. I thought of a couple ways to categorize and work through some of these resources for you, and here's how I'm going to break them down. First, a couple of games, then a few conversation starters, and then a classroom lesson and a small group idea. This episode will be heavy on the links. I'll link everything for you in the show notes if you want to grab them and use them with your students. Everything I mention is sold individually in my TPT storefront, and the most are also bundled together at a discount if you hear about multiple of these resources that you'd want to grab. I'll let you poke around and see them for yourself. Again, they're all linked in the show notes of your podcast player, or you can find them at counselorclick.com/episode65. Let's talk about career activities. High School Counseling Conversations is a podcast where we talk about exactly that, a casual potpourri of school counseling topics intended to grow us as school counselors, but also give us space to enjoy each other's company. I'm Lauren from Counselor Click, and I'm sharing my experiences and perspectives as a high school counselor. No topic is off limits, and I'm certain we'll cover it all. I'm your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. Whether you're just getting your feet wet as an intern or you're nearing retirement, you'll feel like you're just popping in to catch up with your school counseling bestie. Let's go. First up, the Career Building Blocks game. Here's a fun fact. This was the first resource I ever created. It's the first one I ever wrote a blog post about and put in my TBT store. And that feels like 100 years ago. It's definitely gotten a few upgrades since then, so don't worry. This is one of my most popular resources because it's tried and true. Grab a building blocks game like Jenga from Amazon or find one used from Goodwill or on Facebook Marketplace. Just make sure it has all of the pieces, 54 to be exact. This resource contains 54 questions to write on each of your blocks, and once you set it up, you can use it over and over again. I love taking this game into classrooms in case I have some extra time at the end of a lesson, or bring it into a smaller classroom as a station while I'm doing career rotations around the room. Let me add, when you're bringing it with you just as something to do to fill some time, maybe if you have a couple minutes before the bell rings, that doesn't even have to tie to the main lesson of what you're doing. You can use this career activity just as an add-on to something else that you're doing with a classroom of students. You'll need two players or students to play at a minimum, and there's no maximum to how many students can play. I guess just how many can gather around the Jenga game as you're playing it. The questions range from job interview type questions to what would you do scenarios on the job. I've found a lot of success playing this with students of all ability levels in the high school setting. I can't tell you how many times I use this career building blocks career activity with students or loaned it out to teachers to keep in their classroom for a few days or even a few weeks. Teachers loved having this on hand for themselves as well. You could use it as a station in a classroom, like I mentioned, or you could use it as the main event in a full classroom setting or even an icebreaker with a smaller group of students. Next up in the games category is the career card grab game. This is a spinoff of the popular game called Fishbowl. Have you ever heard of it? I love this game because it creates laughter and memory, so why not turn that into a career readiness activity? Have you ever played Fishbowl before, like personally? I love playing it with friends, so I figured let's get students playing it too. To prepare for playing the game, students will learn about the different careers that are inside this lesson with a matching game. It comes inside the resource. Students then split into two teams and they use the career cards inside this activity. They'll play three rounds with a different spin on each round. In round one, they're going to have to describe the career on the card using words and actions. Sounds pretty easy, right? In round two, they're going to act out the career that's on the card with no words, just actions. So think charades. And then in round three, they're only going to be able to use one word to describe the career on the card that they draw. Each round uses the same career cards, so they're not completely clueless by the time they get to round three and they're describing the career with one word. By round three, they will have already played two previous rounds with the same clues or careers. Everything you need is right inside this digital download. There are 54 careers plus space for you to add six of your own, or you can always just add your own cards in there. But I'm certain this will challenge students to learn about some careers that may be off the beaten path a bit, or that they don't hear about as much, like a coroner, or a logistics analyst, or a genetic counselor, just to name a few. Okay, let's move into some conversation starters. I love these because you can prep them ahead of time and keep them in a basket in your office just to grab and go. To assemble anything that's like a conversation starter or a grab and go type activity, I use 1-inch album rings from Amazon, and I'll link to an Amazon affiliate link for you with those. They're about $9 for 100 of them. So you will have enough of these album rings for whatever activities you want to put together for yourself as a counselor or for your students. You'll have enough for forever. They're little rings that can hold together something that's been hole punched. You'll know what I mean once you go to the link and you see them. Depending on how I want to use these conversation starters, I might prep enough for a whole classroom to get into partners, or I might just have a few if I'm using it as a station or in a smaller group of students. They're easy enough to prep. You just cut, and you could even use a paper cutter. That'll go really quickly. Hole punch, and then add your rings. Boom, done. The job interview fan and pick cards are a great way to practice getting ready for an interview. And this does not have to be a big, formal, career-type interview that is like really far away once they become adults. I use these in my office with students individually all the time for upcoming part-time job interviews. I see more and more job interviews on the casual side nowadays with student jobs, but the student who can think about the questions and their responses ahead of time definitely has the upper hand in that application and interview process. Every time I would use these with a student, they would come back to me and say what a difference it made in their confidence level. Because even as an adult, that tell me about yourself type question in an interview seems really easy. Of course, until you actually get into the situation and you have to succinctly tell the important things about yourself that matter in a really clear and concise manner. It's hard if you haven't thought about it and practiced it. This activity definitely helps students alleviate those nerves and anxieties around a job interview. So the best way to prepare for a job interview is to practice. Bree left a review on this resource, which I so appreciate because she gave a very tangible example of how it helped a student that she was working with. She said that the student used these cards, or she used the cards with a 12th grade student. And then she said, that student came back to me after my job interview and said she walked in feeling so prepared and confident, and it helped her have a better interview than she'd ever had before. Isn't it the best feeling when you get to use counseling tools to help students find success? I love the feeling of helping a student be prepared for their career goals, even if it's just a part-time job in high school. Career preparation is an amazing way to make an impact on your students. This episode is brought to you by Teacher Care Crate. Teacher Care Crate is your monthly reminder to practice self-care while you rest and unwind. These monthly subscription boxes will show up on your doorstep in the form of art, bath and body items, on-trend accessories, and fun stationery items. Expect surprise and delight each month as your box is carefully curated for educators. Some of the themes of past boxes include garden party, glow from within, freshly squeezed, and even more creative themes. You will love the goodies you'll find inside. Take a peek over on their Instagram at Teacher Care Crate to see what we're working with here. To sign up for your first box, use my affiliate link by going to counselorclick.com/crate. Once they have the job, how do we nurture your students' soft skills to help them keep the job? The next resource I want to highlight is a soft skills scenarios set of cards that really sets students up for success because it's a full-on lesson about soft skills. First, they'll do some understanding about the different types of soft skills and do some self-reflection on where their strengths and weaknesses are before they even get to practicing. The conversation questions will reinforce skills by practicing after they first deepen that awareness on the whole topic of soft skills. Like, they might not have any previous knowledge about soft skills. Of course, with all of my Counselor Click resources, these are aligned to ASCA mindsets and behaviors, and you'll see those linked in all of the lesson plans inside of these resources. So after students participate in this soft skills scenarios activity, they will be able to have a positive attitude around work and learning, and they'll also develop social maturity and behaviors appropriate to the situation and environment. Those are pulled right from the ASCA mindsets and behaviors. That is a goal that I'm trying to do with students as they are using these soft skills scenarios. How a student acts at work should probably be a little different than they act on the weekends with their friends, right? This lesson can stand on its own, but it's also one of those that I mentioned that's bundled at a discounted rate with a bunch of other soft skills activities if you're trying to narrow in specifically on soft skills with your high school students in terms of like all of the different career activities you could do. Lastly, in the conversation cards arena, we have the career scenario cards. These can help students prepare for the tough situations they may encounter at a job, from ethical dilemmas to situations that just don't have a black and white or right or wrong answer. Your students will really be challenged by these scenarios, which will spark some meaningful conversation. I truly mean that. I've seen great conversation come out of these. Many things that we'll encounter in our jobs and careers throughout our working life are gray. They're gray areas forcing us to make the best decision that we can at the time. Isn't this even true for our careers as high school counselors too? Yes, so much gray. Different scenarios in the workplace can be frustrating or confusing for students if they haven't taken the time to think through their own values before they get to a real-world situation where they're forced to take action or to lead others through those gray areas. Here are two examples from the 30 career scenario cards you'll get with this career activity download so that you can get a feel for what's inside. A customer calls to complain about something they insisted you messed up on. Your manager seems to take the customer side, but you know the customer is lying. What do you do? And then here's another one. You usually throw your clothes on and quickly leave for work. Right before you're about to leave, you realize you have no clean uniform shirts. What do you do? Now let me give you one lesson I'd for sure do in a classroom setting, and then one small group centered around careers that I created. The student budgeting workbook and spreadsheet can help you connect careers to real-world application. Oftentimes, students don't understand how budgeting works, and I don't blame them. Even through a lot of research and practice, budgeting is challenging, especially managing paying off debts, paying recurring bills, saving, and spending. If your students are required to take an economics class or some sort of personal finance class, this would be a great activity to use to partner with that classroom teacher to do, especially since Financial Literacy Month is coming up in April. Did you know that? You could have students do some prep work on a career they're interested in with some salary research, and then bring that to the table to create a sample budget. This activity helps them learn and think through some key factors in creating and maintaining a budget. And then they get to work with a customizable spreadsheet that's pre-populated with all of those back-end formulas to make the numbers make sense. And here's what I mean by that. They can put in their monthly take-home pay, and then they can type in how much they're spending on groceries, and it automatically subtracts it for them and tells them how much they have left. It gives them recommended percentages on how much to spend in certain areas, because sometimes you don't even know where to start. Heck, this might even be helpful for you, so have at it. Then lastly, this might be my favorite thing I've created around careers. It's because it's a really sweet spot for me. I talked about small groups in a couple episodes past, so this is combining small groups and careers. This career exploration small group is 7 sessions of activities to do with high school students around topics like career exploration, career readiness, majors and colleges, soft skills, vision boards, and more. I created this to run in a small group setting, obviously, but you could definitely break it up and run it in multiple classroom settings or in a workshop style or even a lunch and learn setting with students as standalone topics. I think your students will get the most growth and return on their time by attending all of the groups and having it in a small group setting where they can almost have a portfolio of everything that they've learned in your time together. Y'all, I could talk for hours on career activities. I love them. I personally did not have enough exposure to different careers in my high school years, and I totally wish I would have. My exposure was limited to the career surrounding me in my world, and then I also had an idea of a lot of things I did not want to do. I spent a lot of time and energy in college realizing what I didn't like and what I wasn't good at, and I wish I had started the conversation around careers sooner. If you're looking for some more ways to impact your students through career readiness and career activities, I also want to make sure you grab a free PDF list that I created for you called 10 Low Impact Ideas for Adding High Impact Career Services to Your High School Counseling Program. You can get it by going to counselorclick.com/career-impact. Thanks for dropping in, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All of the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I'll see you next time.